So then we go back to the airport. I don't know what to do because I'll be back where I started, and I see a hotel, a big hotel right next to the airport. And I tell the cab driver to go there. And so he goes, and there's a bellman, you know, waiting for the cab. And I go up and I get out of the cab, and I'm really sick, and I just wasted 3 hours. I'm back where I started.
And you paid the man like $40, and you didn't get where you wanted to go.
Right. And this is the interesting point. So we come back, and this sweet old cab driver is there, and he's trying to explain to the guy about how he couldn't find the place, I guess, and he looks really flustered. So then I'm thinking he wants more money, so I pull out my wallet and I give him another 1,000 baht. And I put it in the cab driver's hand, and he looks at it like it's, you know, like it's a dead fish, like he doesn't want it. And he's just looking at it, looking at me. He has this really puzzled look, like he doesn't get it. So finally the bellman kind of snaps at him in Thai, like, you know, something. And then the Thai cab driver takes the money, and he walks back to the cab, and he's looking back at me like he feels guilty or he feels bad. And then he gets in the cab and he drives away. And then it dawned on me that the cab driver didn't want to take the money. Like, he felt bad. He had been trying to find this place for 3 hours. He couldn't find it. Mm. And he didn't even want the extra money. But I was just the foolish foreigner, didn't know what to do. And the bellman said, you know, just, you know, come on, you silly cab driver, take the money and go away. But I think it was a good story because I think that's so indicative of my time in Thailand. You know, like, the people are so sweet, and bad things can happen to you when you travel. But in this story, it was just a sweet old guy, and he actually didn't want to take any more money from me. He didn't want to take advantage of me. He was just, you know, disappointed that he couldn't get me where I wanted to go.
And did you actually get to the place you wanted to go?
Well, yeah, eventually I called my friend, and they came and picked me up.
Was there a phone number on the card?
Yeah, there was.
Why didn't you stop with the cab driver and call them?
Well, because I was given the card and they said, use this card to go to this place, and it was a factory. And so then when I called the place, they realized what was happening. And I guess before the cab driver was calling the place. Huh. And so he couldn't find it. But then once there was a foreigner, they put me to somebody who speaks English, and it was all worked out. Hmm. I know. Should have thought of that in the first place.
We learn from experience.